which has six of the eight men, runs up 10 legally. Then we have Zarnell Hughes. He was a really brilliant hit, semi-final winner in 10-2. Not as quick as Vico, but it looked so easy for the man who's sharing the European lead this year at 9.91 with Jimmy Vico.
Becoming a European champion doesn't come without its challenges. And as Zarnell Hughes prepared to face his destiny in Berlin in 2018, it seemed fate was starting to work against him.
I was so gassed, man. I was gassed. I was pumped. I was ready to rumble. But when I went inside the stadium, many people didn't know, but before I entered the stadium, I was cramping in my right calf. I don't know where it came from, but I got one. And I used my baseball quickly. And I was like, I can't have this happening to me right now, just before we go into the finals. And I used the ball and I massaged my calf as quickly as I can, but not too aggressively to irritate it. And I went out into the stadium, set my blocks, and I could still feel my calf cramping on me. I was like, oh my God, what's about to happen? But I told myself, don't feed into it too much because the mind is so powerful. So I tried to suppress it by not thinking of it. And then the starter said, on your marks, got into the blocks, bang, the race went off. I felt my calf on the first couple steps.
There's certainly a good start by Hughes and also the Italian Tortu. That's got a bit to do. But Zarnell Hughes coming through, but also on the inside, Jack Harvey. And it's Hughes who takes it. Prescott, I think, may have got up to get second.
I just gave it my very best, and I crossed the line, and I noticed that I won the race. I saw a championship record, and I just let it all out, man. It was one of the best feelings, and the celebration is one of my favorite celebrations, when I got down on the knee and just did the bang. I don't know where that came from, but I just did it. I was so in the moment, you know, and I love that moment, and I never will forget it.
A British 1-2 in the men's 100 metres, and Zach Ali Harvey following the silver of Amsterdam with the bronze here, just outside 10, at 10.01.
This is Ignite, a podcast series from European Athletics, telling the personal stories of athletes as they count down to Rome 2024. It was 6 years ago when Zarnell Hughes claimed his first European crown in Berlin, and his path to the European Championships hasn't always been a simple one. If it was cramp that threatened him in Berlin, 2 years earlier in Amsterdam it was the heartbreak of not making it through the 200-meter heats.
The first time I competed at European Championship was 2016 in Amsterdam, where I got knocked out in the heat of the 200 meters. And I was struggling with an injury. I had tore a ligament behind my knee at that time, and I was still trying to go out there and compete. And I got knocked out, and I got back to my hotel and I cried my eyes out, man. And I said, the next time I go to a European Championship, it's going to be something different. And I made a commitment to myself. And yeah, I just knew going into that championship, I was the one to beat.
Hughes knows all too well the treacherous paths that often pave the way to the pinnacle of athletic achievement. With every gold medal seized, there inevitably stand seven crestfallen contenders. Yet these moments of defeat serve to enrich the triumph of success when it eventually graces one's journey. Unfortunately for Zarnell, the British sprinter who lives in the Caribbean has some friends in high places he can call upon.
Relationship with Usain, I think Usain and I have a cool relationship. Usain is very down to earth, so he'll sit and chat with you if he can, if he's not so busy. But I think Usain and I, we have a good relationship. If we see each other, we'll definitely fist pump. He'll heal me up, ask me how I'm doing, stuff like that. Sometimes when he comes to the track, you know, he'll be like, yo, Zarnell, I'm watching you today, you know. He's pretty cool, very down to earth, and he's inspirational, you know. Coach Glenn Mills now is like a father figure to me. We have a very, very good relationship. We laugh. I'm always harassing him or giving him trouble at the track. You can ask my agent now, and sometimes when we are training and I'm in the vibe, I'm enjoying myself, I will, you know, shout out the coach name and be like, Coach Mills, and, you know, just provoke him a little bit. And he'd be like, Zarnell, why are you calling out my name like that? You know, I think we have a very good relationship, and the staff down there at Racers Track Club, we all get along pretty good. The coaches, the other athletes as well. So I think we are a nice little knitted bunch down there.
The mere mention of Usain Bolt's name continues to feed the imaginations of any sprinter, young and old. His sheer dominance in the 100 and 200 metres is nothing short of legendary.
Oh, they're away, and Gatling got away brilliantly, and he's ahead of the field at the moment, and Bolt going very near. Comes Usain Bolt! Usain Bolt storming through, he takes it again, Blake gets the silver, 9.64! Oh, he's retained his title in the most emphatic way! Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant! Usain Bolt of Jamaica is the fastest man on the planet, 9.63! A superb demonstration of power sprinting.
We all remember where we were when witnessing his genius. But for Zarnell, his memories are somewhat more personal with Bolt, as he recalls the first time he caught sight of his hero.
I certainly do remember that moment, man. I think it was on a Wednesday afternoon, because we were at the bottom track at the grass field. And I remember seeing the black Range Rover pulling up at the track, and everyone was looking across because they knew what he drove, but I didn't know, because I think it was my first day at the training, and I saw Usain stepping out this vehicle and putting on his trainers, and then he started to stride out on the left of me, and I was just starstruck because I was just 16 at the time. And I was there with my training mates, and we just tried to emulate everything he was doing. He was taking long strides, and he would do like a three skip before he starts to run. So it's 1, 2, 3, and then he starts to run. We started doing the same thing shortly afterwards. And just seeing Usain in person was pretty cool, you know, because this was someone I looked up to, especially on YouTube, and to be in his presence, and then to have Coach Glenn Mills there as well. I remember the first time talking to Coach Glenn Mills, it was mind-boggling to know that I'm sitting in front of one of the greatest coaches in the world. Not one of the greatest coaches, the greatest coach in the world, that is.
Just like Bolt's love for doubling up in the sprints, the 200 metres has helped shape Zarnell's European story.
So 2022, it was incredible, man, because the 100 was good, and the 200 was my baby, and still is my baby. So I wanted to see what I can do. And I remember how I executed in the semifinals. And I said, okay, I know certain guys are going to try to run up on me on the turn. But if I run the race they want me to run, I will tie up eventually. So I ran the race a little different. And I just executed off the turn and just gave it my best coming down the home straight away, and then I just did what I needed to do, and that was to capture the victory, and I did that.
And it is Mitchell Blake who's starting the quickest. Huliev's pulled up. Mitchell Blake in the lead as they hit the bend, but it's now Dodson who's come off the bend really well. But Hughes going through the gears down the home straight. Nobody's going to stop Zarnell Hughes. It's a 1-2 for Britain, and Tortu comes through very strongly to take the bronze for Italy. Zarnell Hughes, silver in the 100 metres here in Munich, now gold in the 200 metres. Mitchell Blake, second
surreal moment, you know, to have done what I did. Britain. Getting the medal in the 100, getting the medal in the 200, and then later on going on to get the medal in the 4x1 relay as well. So European Championship in 2022 was just as successful as 2018.
And that success is helped by manifesting the road to glory. Whatever the mind conceives, the body can also achieve.
This whole thing about me manifested, people are very fascinated by it. But obviously and honestly, I just go off my self-belief, you know, because I know I've trained hard for the moment. And I just felt as if I was in the shape of running those specific times, you know. I just jotted down a time that I think I'm capable of going out there and achieving. And surprisingly, in all caps, it was something that actually came to fruition. Like, and I still, to this day, can't believe it, you know. It's just the power of belief. Because when I go onto the starting line, I forget about the times. The times aren't on my mind. The times is just there as a target that I think I can achieve. And my coach always says to me, whatever the mind believes, the body can achieve. And that has resonated in me. And I felt as if I was in the shape of running those times. And I just happened to write them down with that self-belief and that confidence that I had in my ability that I can and I will run these times. And just to see it come up, the exact time come up on the board, it was out of this world, man. It's just crazy to see the times come up.
So, has Zarnell ever manifested a time to beat even Bolt's greatest? And does 9.57 exist in his imagination?
No, not yet. Well, who knows? Who knows? You never know, you know. You never know what can happen, my guy.
With the European Championships in Rome on the horizon, Zarnell's story has another chapter that is yet to be written. And soon after, Paris awaits for a man who has already achieved so much.
My hopes and dreams for Rome is obviously to capture the gold medal in the 100 meters and also in the 4x1. For me, I'm just going out there to have fun, you know, have fun and executing a very good race and forgetting about the likes of who are the favorites being there, you know, even if that includes myself being a favorite, which I should be. Yeah, for me, I just want to go there and just, you know, get this title because we've been pretty close to it in 2022, where I got dipped on the line. And this time I won it. And this time I'm going for it. So,
stepping foot into the storied Olympic Stadium in Rome, Zarnell finds himself in uncharted territory. Yet amidst the grandeur of the moment, those 100 metres ahead remain a familiar battleground for the sprinter. With nerves on edge, he's well aware that in the crucible of competition, one wrong step could end his greatest ever dream.
Obviously, you can feel the nerves. You can feel the nerves. It's just that you have to tell yourself, hey, just relax, just stay calm, remember your phases. One of the most intensifying feelings you could probably experience is when you just enter the stadium and you have to set your blocks. That can be very intimidating, you know. Sometimes you go out there and the crowd is so loud, man. The crowd is so loud, and then you can feel the different egos from every other athlete that's there on the line with you. And the tension of, you know, being on the starting line and hearing others setting their blocks and stuff like that. That's where people can start to play a little mind games, you know. And, you know, you just have to have that belief in yourself where no matter what's happening around you, who's next to you, who's had the fastest time on paper leading up until this moment, you just have to remember you and no one else, you know. It's all about you at this moment. It's not about the crowd. It's not about the media. It's not about your coach. It's not about your sponsors, but yourself right now. You just have to dial in those nerves, man. Gotta control the nerves. Gotta control the nerves and just keep reminding yourself that you belong here. You can achieve this. Just allow yourself to go ahead and do it, you know. That's what I tell myself. I am just as capable as anyone else here. I've worked just as hard and tirelessly as anyone else here. I'm just as fast, or even faster. I have a great coach. I believe in myself. And this is a moment that I want to go there and shine. So let's make it happen. I'm a strong believer of God. So, you know, I feel as if certain times, you know, we want things to go our way immediately, but we all have to go through the journey of life. You know, I've said to myself, you know, my journey hasn't been the most easiest journey, not going to lie, you know, but there's a saying that goes that the Lord gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers, and I feel as if I'm one of his strongest soldiers. So every athlete is preparing for Paris right now. I'm taking things in stages, you know. every event leading up to Paris is just as important. You know, getting to Paris, I want to be in the best shape I can possibly be in. I want to be in the best health I could possibly be in. And just going out there and, you know, getting through the rounds. I need to ensure that I secure each round first before I can say I'm into the finals where I can get a medal. I'm not counting myself out. I know I'm capable of achieving anything that I put my mind to. I feel as if right now, the way I'm setting myself up for the season, I think I'm in the best shape I could possibly be in to go out there and to do something tremendous. I would love to be on the podium, and I would love to hear the British anthem playing this time around.
This has been a Highway 61 production for European Athletics. Full details for this series can be found in our show notes, but also visit european-athletics.com for the latest news and ticket information ahead of Rome 2024.